on Classic Hits 4CA. It's time to take a look at the key issues that really matter here in the Far North. Welcome to this week's edition of The King Review with Gavin King.
Yes, welcome indeed to another edition of The King Review. Gavin King with you. Great pleasure to keep you company over the next hour as we delve into a range of topics. And as best as I can, those topics won't include COVID-19. I'm sure you're just as fed up with it as I am. Everywhere we turn, there's more news, most of it bad. Thankfully, we've got the Tokyo Olympics to keep us distracted. I've been a little bit emotional this week watching some of those events, watching the opening ceremony. It's great to see and great to do something other than bemoan the COVID-19 pandemic and all the associated lockdowns and vaccine rollouts and other rigmarole. Now, it's a rare day indeed when you'll hear me agree with Bob Katter. But I found myself doing just that this week when the federal MP for Kennedy called out the Great Barrier Reef Foundation. Now, Mr. Katter is referring to media reports where that organisation that received $444 million in 2018, you'll remember the controversy over that, was being revealed that they still have $428 million sitting in the bank. Massive, massive amount, over 400 mil. It's meant to be there to help protect and safeguard the Great Barrier Reef. And yet, here we are, dodging a bullet from UNESCO, avoiding putting the reef on the endangered list, despite how close it came to being, well, wiped out in terms of what tourists certainly think about the reef. And yet here's all this money, what's it being spent on? Mr. Katter pointed out that there's a whole range of practical measures, a whole range of possible solutions that that money should be spent on for practical outcomes rather than sitting in a bank account somewhere. Spot on, Mr. Katter, and that is probably the first and last time you'll ever hear me say that. Now, without further ado, let's get stuck in to today's show.